Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We are on vision. Yes, having a vision. That's God's preview of the coming attraction of our life. Yes, that's faith in action. And so, that's what we're going to be talking about today, and I'm super excited reminding you there is a vision board class on the 24th right here in Chicago. Don't forget, February 24th right here in Chicago, 7453 South Vincennes. I will be having fun teaching you and sharing with you the knowledge that God has downloaded, the science behind vision boards, the science of vision, the science of why vision boards work and why you haven't been able to manifest. We're going to talk about that all on February 24th, 2 p.m., right here in Chicago, 7453. We're going to get started with Jesus by Kim. Thank you, Jesus.
There would be peace on earth. All creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus.
He's my power, my freedom.
Jesus.
He came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
Jesus.
my hope when I fall.
Jesus is the love of my life.
There when I need him, when nobody else will call, he's right on time.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He gave me power, the faith to stand. Hey,
Jesus is the love of my life.
And I want to thank you, Lord, cause I know that I will never be alone again.
I want to talk to you about Jesus.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Save my life.
Jesus is the love of my life.
When I couldn't stand up straight.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Couldn't sing the songs I'd like to sing.
Jesus is the love.
I want to talk to you about Jesus.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He gave me a chance.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is the love of my life.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is the love of my life.
I wouldn't be here today.
Jesus. I don't deserve it. Lord, I know that you heard it, so I just ask you.
Just ask Jesus.
And I keep on asking
just
Jesus.
Just ask Jesus.
The love of my life.
I know. Lord, I know.
Jesus.
You set me free.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can call on Jesus.
You can call on
Jesus.
Jesus. When you need a friend. When your brother can't be found, you can call on
Jesus. You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus. Heavenly Father,
Lord, I need you.
Everywhere. Come on, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am super excited to be here in the presence of all of you, in presence of God, and just super excited about where life is going. We're going to be ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. Recognizing that one power and that one presence is right here in us, as is all around us. Knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we center our mind, center our thoughts, I want to remind you that there is power in the breath. That there is power in the breath. And so as we remember to breathe, I want us to center our mind on the breath. And as we center our mind on the breath, I want you to imagine Moses by the burning bush. And in your third eye, as you imagine Moses standing there, and Moses was told when he asked God, who shall I say sent me? And in the burning bush, and then in the words of our Most High God, tell them, I am that. I am has sent you. And so as you breathe in all of God's goodness, I want you to imagine that your presence is being illuminated by that burning bush right now. And when you ask God, who has, I say, sent me, God, no matter what the situation is, no matter if it's a money situation, relationship, health, I want you to speak into it right now, telling them that situation that I am, that I am has sent me. And in that knowing, I want you to breathe in all that God is. Breathe that knowledge that you have, that nothing can touch you. Because in the knowing, you are all that God is. Let's breathe, family. Let's breathe by becoming very still. And when we become very still, I want you to take in a breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, releasing this breath, and remembering to breathe deep into the heart and deep into the diaphragm. Together, be still and know that I am that I am God. That's just powerful. Let's breathe in that presence, that knowing. Breathe, family. And release. Let's do it again. Be still and know that I am that I am God. Breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe. And last time, breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe as we become still. I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Divine Mother, Father God, as I come before you today, inviting and invoking the presence of all the forces of this universe, speaking from my higher mind self, come, Holy Spirit. Come, as I release myself from myself and allow all of you to come, Holy Spirit, I ask to allow you to let my thoughts be my thoughts, my words to be my words, God. Let them be yours, Holy Spirit, as I come invoking all of you in this prayer, asking you to take over. Father, Mother, God, I ask you to give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in each and every one of us, God. Bless every thought, that our thoughts will be your thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit. Bless every word of my mouth, God. Let every meditation of my words and every thought that come into this play right now, and every meditation of my heart, be so acceptable. Cleanse and renew all of me right now, God. That all of you shall shine forth. Come, Holy Spirit. Give me a forgiving heart, God. And let me release in every cell, in every muscle fiber, in every organ of my body, in every living system, anything that is not of you, as I come invoking and inviting the presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Mother, Father, God, in this prayer, I ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to anoint our thoughts this morning, God. Father, Mother, God, I ask you to come in and anoint our words, Holy Spirit. Lead us, guide us, and remind us, God, of who we are. Father, Mother, God, I'm asking you to come and allow us to see us. Ourselves in the way that you see us, God. Give us the spiritual 2020 vision to see the presence of you as us, as the physical embodiment of all that you are. God, I'm asking you to bless every cell in our body and turn it to the highest vibration, God. Bless every cell, every nucleus, every atom, and every living system in our being. Father God, Mother God, I'm asking you to touch our hands and anoint them. Let everything we touch, God, turn to gold, platinum gold. Father God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. Mother God, I'm asking you to come and anoint our feet. That everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground. Father, Mother God, I'm asking you to come. Come. And bless this anointed temple. Bless our body, Father, Mother God. Bless our thoughts, our words, our body, our soul, our every essence, God. And remove anything from us that is keeping us from our higher self, God. I'm asking you to come and return us to that higher vibratory energetic expression that we may have a soul healing experience. That we may be having a soul healing experience in this right now moment, God, that we will come forth with the presence of knowing that our soul level has been healed. Come today, God, that each and every one of us may hear your word, that we may have life, God. And that we may have it more abundantly, Holy Spirit. Come and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Come and speak to somebody's heart today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and touch the soul essence of each and every person under the sound of my voice. Those who will come to this recorded line will feel the presence of you in this right now moment, God. Come in the name, nature, and all that is love. In the consciousness of love, I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all that is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Good morning to the sky, the moon, the sun, the stars, the clouds. Good morning to all the energy in the universe. As we send love out to the universe this morning, good morning to the air, the earth, the wind, the fire, the ethers. Good morning to all that is, to the plant kingdom and to the animal kingdom, all the soil and the land. Good morning, land. Thank you, God. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family as we invite the angels into this call. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke the presence of the angels, the archangels, the ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning to our ancestors. To those who walk this planet, the source. As we pay homage to those and invite them into this call, we just thank God for those who have walked this planet before us, sacrificed their lives, and as we recognize we are because of you, ancestors, come as we invite and invoke the presence of them, as we give honor to our ancestors. And as we pay a special homage to those who culturally, as we celebrate the month of Black History, I give thanks for all of those ancestors, all the inventors, all the writers and authors and sacrifices, and all those who created, made this culture, this race of us, who we are today. Thank you, ancestors. And as we speak their names in our heart this morning, we give thanks. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, my kings and kings. please. I am so excited. Gods and goddesses, my millionaires and billionaires, good morning. I am super excited to be here. This is the Love Journey. And I want to say welcome to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. It's been a pleasure to serve you for 10 whole years. It's been a pleasure to serve you and to be obedient to what the call has been. And I just want to thank you of all the places you can go, all the places you could be. You chose to be right here on a love journey. You chose to journey this life with me. I do not take this lightly. And so today, I just honor your presence. Thank you, each and every one of you. Because of you, I am. We're going to be reading from the Science of the Mind today. And one of the things the Science of the Mind is talking about today is interesting, because before I cut my computer on, I was thinking about money. I was thinking about the idea of money, you know, just the energy of money. And I was listening to this book, and it's about money. It's about energy of money. And it was saying most people don't have money because of fear, the fear energy. When we go into a space of where we, the physical presence of money is not there. No. And so I was sitting here thinking, the book didn't really say fear, but I was sitting here thinking, why do we experience this energy in our body? And fear came up. And as soon as I pulled up the Science of the Mind, that's what today is about, fear. Nadia Comaneci once said, I don't run away from a challenge because I'm afraid. Instead, I run toward it, because the only way to escape fear is to trample it beneath your feet. On page 272, let me check my phone just to make sure you all can hear, because yesterday I did all this talking and nobody can hear. Nobody can hear nothing. So I want to apologize. You didn't get the prayer in. But yesterday, girl, I was so disappointed, because that was a good old prayer. That's a good old prayer. Yes. No, because I wasn't on mute. And so I'm not on mute. I'm glad you could hear. So I want to remind you that the Science of the Mind has a book, and the Science of the Mind has a daily devotional. This quote comes from the book on page 272. All doubt and fear must go in their place. Must come faith and confidence. For we shall be led by the Spirit into all good. Let me say that again. All doubt and fear must go, and in their place must come faith and confidence. For we shall be led by the Spirit into all good. And I want you to think about that together. All doubt and fear must go. And in this place, we must return faith and confidence. And I want you to think about it. Let's talk about faith. For 1 second before I get to read into the Science of the Mind. Let's talk about, what is faith? The Bible tells us what? The Bible tells us that faith is what? When we think about faith, is it really that? When we think about the Bible and we think about faith, so let me just say this to you. It took me a long time to really understand what that meant. That faith is the evidence. What did that really mean to me? You know, it didn't. I didn't get it. And so when we really think about faith, it says, when we really think about faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What does that really mean? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. So I can really get that part, but I really didn't think about that. Albert Einstein said that faith is the evidence of things not seen. What's the space where we get to imagine the things that are not physically seen? So Albert Einstein says that faith is, and what that means is that We get to imagine God's coming attractions of our life. That's the preview. You know, like when you go to the movie theaters and you get a preview of some movies that's coming. Well, that's what the evidence of things not seen means. That's the coming attraction. That's the preview of our life, evidence of things not seen. That's the God's preview of things not, of the unseen things in the world. But we get to see it. We get to see it in our mind's eye and imagination. That's why Albert Einstein said imagination is more powerful than reality. Because we get to see it in our mind's eye. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It takes faith to dream, family. I'm going to get back to that. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that. But let's talk about this fear right here, because there's so many of us who allow fear to debilitate us. Ernest Holmes, now, anybody know Ernest Holmes? Ernest Holmes is the writer of The Science of the Mind, the book. They have different writers on the daily devotional. From Dr. Ernest Holmes, he said, people often say, I don't know what to do. He said, people say, I don't even know how to make a choice. We must realize that there is an intelligence within us that does know. You see, this guidance is just as true in India, where people are Buddhist, as it is in America, where people are Christians. It was just as true 10,000 years ago before the advent of Christianity, as it will be 10,000 years henceforth. Insofar as we are going to make this thing work, it is because we contact universal laws which run through every age, race, which answers every person. If we can see this, we shall be able to do away with a great deal of superstition and ignorance. That each individual immediately and directly and in his own integrity approach the law that the Bible says this. Now, I want you to hear this. There's no mediator between God and a man except Christ. What is Christ? When you look up the word Christ, it means the light, the truth. So there's no mediator between God and man except the light, the truth. That's the mediation. When Jesus Christ obtained the Christ consciousness, what does that really mean? People think Christ meant Jesus' last name, but Christ meant a level of consciousness, a consciousness of the light. Christ is light, meaning he was enlightened to the point of ascension. Christ means the truth in ourselves, about ourselves. So there's no mediator between God and us. Fear, it helps me tremendously to know that there's an intelligent being within me that knows the answer even before the question is even asked. That's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, in Isaiah. God said, I will come even before you ask. And there's a spiritual being having, as a, being recognized as a spiritual being, I like to say that I always go there in truth. I think I get there most of the time. It still takes longer than my logical self would like. My intention is to get out my own way immediately and directly and tap into the wisdom of the universe that's always accessible to us. You see, this wisdom of this universe is available to us, but how do we hear the wisdom? Why is it so hard for us to seek outside? I mean, seek inside. And we choose to seek the answers outside of ourselves. The answer is you. You are the answer to every situation that is going on in your life. Today's affirmation says, I know who I am, and today I choose to face everything and rise. I know who I am, and today I choose to face everything and rise. Do you know who you are, family? Do you know? It's time for us to rise into the greatness that we come to the planet to be. You are great. You are an amazing gift to the planet. And did you know most of us have given up on our dreams? Facts and reality will make you think that your dream is impossible. I know you all know what I'm talking about. I know. As we begin to develop spiritually, more facts are going to show up than you can imagine. And our spiritual consciousness We must learn who we are. That's why when I opened up the prayer this morning, what did I say? Imagine that you're standing by the burning bush. Take Moses out the picture. And I don't care what challenge it is. It could be a financial challenge. It could be I don't like my job. It could be a health challenge. And I want you to imagine every situation that is arising and looking it in its eye today and letting it know that the I Am has sent me. And so I don't care what it is. You could be experiencing cancer. You could be experiencing financial marriage. But there's nothing coming to defeat you. Everything that comes is a gift to make you better. I want you to know that I'm not trying to get you to believe in anything other than what you already believe, but I want you to think about this. Why would God create anything against itself? If you believe in the devil, if you don't believe in the devil, I don't care. I want you to know this. If the devil exists, the devil only comes to make it better, to make you better. I know you can't believe that, right? I want you to think about Job. I know some people don't believe in the devil, but for those that do, I want you to think about Job. And those that don't, I just want you to hear the story. Where did the devil go to mess with Job? He had to go to God, right? And what happened? You all know the story. You know that when God said, okay, and allowed the devil, what did happen to Job? Job went through a process, but he got triple for his trouble. It says double for his trouble. I say triple for his trouble. But he got so blessed because every situation comes in our life, the gift of cancer, the gift of financial problems, the gift of relationship issues, all of it is a gift to make us better. All of that came to make Job a better man. Let me just tell you, there is nothing in this world that God did not create, everything other than water. And I can't believe it. I watched this documentary about water. And every religious text, you read the story of creation, but you never see water was created. Water was already here. And I was like, wow, water was it. And water is the only element on this planet that can change into three different forms. 26 things and properties that water has. And I'm thinking about the power of water. The name of this documentary is called The Secret of Water. But let me tell you, I see water in so differently now. He said the water holds the secrets of the universe. Every time we drink in water, we drink in the information that this water has. But that's a whole other subject for another day, girl. I was sitting here going, God, you are too amazing. But that's a whole other subject. I need to get sidetracked now, y'all. You know I get sidetracked when I start thinking about stuff. Let me just tell you all this, and I'm going to get back on my subject. So Brinson had given me the gift of a subscription to a conscious channel. And all this, only thing on this channel is stuff conscious about, you know, human, you know, spiritual consciousness, you know. So I've been really so excited. I've been sitting in front of the TV, which is something I normally don't do. But it has been amazing to understand the Godness in a different way. I tell you, and I say that because I want you to think about your dreams today. Because so many of us have let fear stand up in front of us. Do you know what to say when you think about all that is? So I want to remind you today that not even the devil, not even anything, that anything, God created everything on this planet. So when I even think about water, I said, oh my God, that is the entity of God. Because everything that has ever existed exists from water. So when we think about, this is just my crazy thinking, I just want y'all to know. I said, so water must be God. When he said, that was the only thing on the planet that wasn't created, but everything that was created, created from water. Everything from even when we're in our mother's womb, we're in this fluid, and most of it is water. That amniotic fluid is mostly water. Everything that exists is this from the water. And I was like, well, maybe water is really God's job. I know water, everything is God, but I'm talking about in a different way. The wholeness and the embodiment of God. And so that's why when I need to get clear, I take myself to the water or take myself a bath, or when I need to really hear God, I sit at the water and speak my intention. I keep getting sidetracked about this water, y'all. But I was telling you that story about the devil. I want you to really think about, will God really create something that will hurt us and that will be against us? So sometimes we allow what people call devils to get in the way. And the devil will get in your way and tell you all kind of things, some kind of things that we have. But what is it really doing? It's coming to make us stronger. Situations only come to make us stronger. And when we can see everything as a gift, I think about Judas. With Judas, there would be no Judas if we didn't have Judas. Judas prepared Christ to the level because of the betrayal. If not, think about it. God won't let it touch us. The universe loves us so much that the only thing that can ever come in our energy, whether it's a gift of a disease, a gift of disharmony, a gift of relationship issues, whatever that gift that's coming to make us better. I know this is probably hard for some of us to think about. But God didn't create no devil to mess with us. We're stronger than any situation that can come up against us. We can heal our bodies. We can literally heal the presence of this physical presence in so many ways. Because you have the power to command thee. Even the word says what? Whenever something stands in front of you, some people call it the devil, some people, whatever situation. I don't care if it's the finances. I don't care if it's in your relationship. What you got, if you want to call it the devil, whatever. You say this. The Bible tells us to say it too. Get thee behind me. Because there's no power in you. And I don't believe in you. There's only one reality and one presence and one power, and that is God. Let me say that again. When your money not showing up the way you want it to show up, or something going on in your body, or you got some situation that you calling the devil, you look that devil, that situation, that money, that disharmony, or that health thing, and you say, get thee behind me. There's no power in you, and I don't believe in you. There's only one reality, one presence, and one power, and that is God, the good and the omnipotent. I refuse to accept this in my situation right now. Don't let the seemingly appearances of what you say get in your way. Don't let what people call facts of reality or the devil or whatever stop you. Don't let fear get in your way. Don't let facts cut your good off. Facts come in every form and manner you can think of. It comes in the form of people and bodies, the form of, you know, people trying to tell us what we can't do or not, whatever. The form of trying to make you late and the form of trying to make you feel bad when you're supposed to be where you're supposed to be. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about. You see, God is always present. God is forever present in our lives. Don't let fear stop you. Facts don't stop you because God has placed a dream in your heart. How many of us have taken our dreams and placed them in the attic? Do you understand what I mean when I say, have you allowed your dreams to be put away to the side? Some people have walked this journey for so long, they don't know what they want. We have given so much of ourselves away that we don't have a dream no more. Nothing is motivating us and inspiring us because we have allowed ourselves to get away from ourselves. Today, I want you to take that dream out the attic. I want you to take that dream out the attic. Many of us have packed our dreams away in the attic of our minds. We return to the attic and we take the dream out and we gaze at it and think about it sometimes. Gee, this might have been. And then we put the dream away again. Some of us can't even remember the dream because we've been inundated with all this stuff in this race of life, carrying 1,000 pounds on your back. And you're so caught up in trying to get those 1,000 pounds that you let place there because you let everybody else come in your life and place their problems and situation on you. And you and everybody's stuff, and you in the way of God. You can't even dream no more. Because you got your kids' situations on you. You doing what your children supposed to be doing, but you doing it for them. They grown now. Your husband, your wife, anybody. Because you taking on everybody's situation. Because you have not put the line and drew the boundaries to say, I'm going to dream my dream today. And I'm going to allow myself to feel the presence of the Almighty and allow myself to do what I've been called to do to this planet. But some of us don't even know what that is because we haven't spent clear, concise time with ourselves. Some of us are working 80, 100 hours a week and we don't have time to sit still just to hear God's voice because when we get home, we're so exhausted. We get home from work, we got to do this to our, for our husband, our spouse, our children, especially my sisters out there. And so, my sisters, today I implore you, not discounting my brothers, but brothers have a little bit more drawn the lines than a lot of time my sisters do. And so today, sisters, what is your dream? What is your dream? Often it's buried in the mind, half forgotten. Sometimes it's discarded altogether. But my sisters and brothers, your dream is meant to come true. And I want you to dust off your dreams and understand that dreams are what they are and why we have them. The essence of your dream is for your true nature. It's your true nature pushing at the door of your heart, seeking to come forth. Emerson once said, the talent is the call. Your talent is unique. I want you to be able to make demonstrations, see results in your life, in your world, and in your affairs. So I ask you again, what does your heart yearn to do? When the last time you have just sat with your heart in and just placed your hand over your heart and gave thanks and just breathe into the heart? Heart. What is that? What is my heart dream? What is the soul essence of my life? What is the divine coming to express to me today? What is it that the divine wants to merge in my soul and express to me? Because remember, what is the definition of dreams and desire? And I'm not talking about restless dreams and desire. But I'm telling you to etch this in your heart today, that your dream is God tapping at your soul. It's tapping. Hello? I want to manifest more of myself to you. It's tapping at your heart. It's yearning through your heart saying, I want to manifest to you. Do you know that your dreams and your goals and your desires are what God is showing up to you? And let me tell you, we forget how important we are to the stream of consciousness, of the stream of life. So we get so caught up. And then we forget that we are the gift. We are important. Because we begin to feel unimportant because we make ourselves unimportant. Because we put everybody else's needs before us. Everybody else's desires and wants before us. And we can't make decisions because we don't even be still enough to hear what we want. So we make decisions and then we're not happy with the decision we make. Today, take those dreams. What is your dream? You see, our dreams are guides to the kind of person that God wants us to become, the kind of work that God wants us to do, the kind of life that God envisions for us. Do you remember where I said imagination was? Einstein said what? That imagination is God, is more important than reality. It's God's preview of the coming attractions of our life. Let me say that again, because I want you to really put that etch in your heart. Imagination is more important than reality. This is Albert Einstein. He said that imagination is the coming attraction. Now, this is God's coming attraction of the preview of your life. You know, when we go to the movie theaters and we sit and we wait to see the movie and they have 15 minutes of trailers, those are the coming attractions of movies to come. That's what your imagination is. It's the imagination. It's the place where God has put inside of you the coming attractions of your life. But so many of us have negated our imagination. We negate the gift that God has said, I want to shine through you. So, what is our dream today? What is our dream? Our dreams are guides to the kind of person that God wants us to become, the kind of work that God wants us to do, the kind of life that God envisions for us. Our dreams represent the very best in us because they were given to us at the very soul essence. When we were placed into the womb of our mother's belly, also there was a consciousness, a soul, a dream placed in there, because guess what? The creator of the creation knew exactly what he wanted you to be, what she wanted you to be. However we see this creation, the creator knew exactly what you were created for. So if the creator understood why you were created, and the creator is where, because where does the Bible even tell us? Where is the creator? The creator is inside of us. It's us. It is us. As us. Then why do we not stop and seek the higher presence of ourselves and ask for direction? When we in fear, when we in the presence of whatever is happening in our experience, whether there's a physical experience, physical disease, whether there's financial, whether there's relationship, whether there's disharmony, why don't we find ourselves stopping and saying, lead me, Holy Spirit, whatever way that you want to say it. Because, see, the Creator has a special love language for you. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter your language, because God speaks the language of your language. There's no special way that you need to be to speak to the Creator. You don't have to have a great command of the English language to speak to my God. Mm-mm. You can speak whatever language you speak. It can be correct. It can be what people make, unquote, Ebonics. It can be incorrect. It can be Spanish, French. It doesn't matter. The Creator speaks your language. Because at the end of the day, the universe responds to what? Vibration. The universe responds to vibration. Sometimes we wonder why our prayers haven't been answered. Because prayer really isn't us praying to God. What prayer really does is for us to raise our vibratory energy, because God has already said yes to you. Your dreams are already yes. Your desires are already yes. So if God has already said yes to whatever it is that you really, really desire, then what is it that we have to do to get to the level of alignment in order to bring it into physical manifestation? We pray only to bring our consciousness up to the alignment, but some of us don't even know how to pray because we've been taught to supplicate and beg. You don't have to beg for what is already yours. I want you to pray affirmatively today. Because when you pray affirmatively, it changes the vibration, because the universe responds in vibration. The language of the universe is vibrational, frequency. So if the universe responds only to vibrations and frequencies, then what are we vibrating at? Are we vibrating in fear, or are we vibrating in love, knowing that already the answer is yes? That's a different kind of prayer, when you know the answer is already yes. Reverend Knight said, I double dare you to say thank you even though you don't know how you're going to have food on your table. I double dare you to thank God for a job and you don't even know where that job coming from. I double dare you, triple dare you to say thank you for that new house. Why am I saying this? Because the way to manifest and heal and change the consciousness is in a grateful attitude. Can say thank you in the midst of the storm. Yeah, my husband not showing up the way I would love, but thank you, God, for or my wife or whatever, my children, whatever. When you can change the acknowledgement and release the control and the possessiveness, that's a whole nother class about releasing. Some of us think we need to forgive, but we need to release. Because we're too busy trying to control and do God's job. You can't control and do other people's job, God's job. You can't be God for other people. You can only be God for yourself. That's it. What is your dream today? What is God tapping at your soul, urgent, wanting to manifest to you today? Only you know the answers. You see, what God has placed inside of you, the Most High, the Creator, what God has placed inside of you, nobody else knows except you. Nobody. So nobody, your preacher, your daddy, your mother, your nobody can tell you what God's plan for you is only for you. You see, I like to think when God created each and every one of us, you see, God handmade and designed each and every one of us and fashioned us and looked at us and said, ooh, good and very good. And God took, you see, God loved us so much that God took an aspect of God's self and placed it inside of us and then put this flesh on top of it, made the flesh out of God. See, even this flesh, even this body temple, these clothes that sits on top of the spirit, this was made out of God. So everything that you touch about you is God. The skin, the cell, the nail, the hair, the feet, all of it is God. So if all of it is God, now I'm going to get a little scientific. Now if we can speak to water and change the vibration of water. Now, I know some of you all have read the book all about water, The Secrets of Water, The Truth About Water. And it showed us that we could speak to water, right? It told us that we can change to water. Then it looked under the microscope and it saw the beautiful molecules. But when we spoke negative things to the water, we saw these ugly, sometimes distorted pictures of the molecules. When we played beautiful music for the water, it showed how beautiful the molecules, and even the more beautiful the music, the more beautiful the molecules was under the microscope of the water. They even show when you pray over the water, no matter what prayer you prayed, whether you were Christian or Buddhist, whatever, Muslim, it didn't matter the prayer, only because you remember the language of the universe is vibration, and the vibration went into the water and it changed the molecule of the water. Now, if you have the power to speak to water and change the molecule. Now, water is so powerful that it can cleanse itself. Now, I want you to think about how much portion of your body is made up of water. So if your body is made up of mostly water, and we can change the molecule of water just speaking to it in prayer, what could happen if we prayed over our bodies each and every day? How we can change the molecules in our body. So say that you have a diseasement in your body. Now, I'm not talking about that supplication prayer, because now we saw the difference between an affirmative prayer and just, you know, any kind of prayer. I'm talking about when we send vibrations of love into every cell of our body, when we send vibrations of love into the cells of our body, we can heal the presence of our body, the physical presence of what's going on. We can heal it by the vibrational energy of affirmative prayer. So what is an affirmative prayer? When we go before the presence and affirm whatever it is we desire, not begging. Because a king, a queen, anything that comes from the air of God doesn't have to beg for something that is already theirs. So how do we pray? We pray by going before that presence, invoking our higher mind, and thanking God. And I like to say thank you, because it's the highest form of prayer, is gratitude. Giving thanks for a healed presence already. I give thanks, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm just going to start with the feet because I'm looking at my feet. Say something is going on with my feet right now. And I look down at my feet because I was thinking about, because my godmother called me yesterday, her feet swole, her legs is leaking water. And so we prayed over them, giving thanks for the gift of whatever's going on in our feet, our legs, our body, whatever, the gift of cancer, the gift of whatever is showing up in the presence of our life. Why are you here? Now, feet represent, feet moves us in the directions of our God. Sometimes we get so debilitated by fear that something shows up in our feet because we're afraid to move forward. So you got to release and know that the universe is so present in your life. And you got to trust that the universe is so friendly and so loving toward us. And so today, I know we're getting it at 7 o'clock right now, 8 o'clock in some of you all's area. I want you to think about this. I want you to take your journals today. And I want you to really hone in on your dreams. What is it that the universe is wanting to express to you? What is it that the universe is trying to merge through you, whatever situation it may be? I remember one time I had, because I'm learning to have a different relationship with money, I'm growing into my money situation. It's interesting because I'm going to be transparent right here. Now, I teach vision board classes and I love it, and I've been doing vision boards for a long, long time. But to be quite honest, for a couple few years, I haven't did a vision board because I actually was feeling, what is my vision? That's, you know, I kept asking, and I really didn't have a vision. I think I was going through a transition in these couple of years, and I really didn't have a vision. I really was just moving through the process and just moving and not really. And so this year, oh, my God, my vision board is so amazing. But one of the things that I put on my vision board, I got myself, and I put on how I made $1 million, right? And I remember cutting out that this snippet of that, and I remember thinking, of all the times that I've ever put being a millionaire or all that stuff on my board, I never ingested it. And when I was cutting out that how I made $1 million, just something triggered inside of the cells of my body. And I really could see and believe in the idea of being a millionaire. I could actually vision it. I was actually feeling it. I was actually internalizing it. And I have never done that. I've always been able to make money, earn money, but I've never been able to maintain the idea of what it took to be a millionaire. This time, this year, I have, because of me and the love journey and all the things that I've been learning by having a relationship with money has changed the concept of my process. Why am I telling you that? Because it's time for us to get our vision back. The word tells us, write it down, make it plain, write the vision. If you haven't wrote down your vision of how you'd like to see your life, I want you to write it down this year. I want you to put it in your journal. Write that vision. And if you'd like to see better health, good health, more money, if you'd like to see better relationship energy with your husband or wife, or whatever, it's your children, whatever you have as a vision, I want you to write that down today. Make the vision plain. But I want you to write it in a way in your journal that you can feel and internalize the concept, where you can see it in the mind's eye. so descriptive, but yet so not possessive of what it is that you want. So, and the reason why I say possessive, because we write things down sometimes for our children, and then we possess the idea of how we want our children to show up. Now, let me tell you something, and then I'm going to release this line today. And I say this because we have an idea of how we want things. We get married to how we want things to show up. And you say, you want, well, I really desire for my children to share in the highest and best of their God-given talents, right? And we think that means, okay, my daughter or my son is going to be this person, and they're going to do this and that, and you're married to that idea of how that's going to show up. But in, sometimes in order for your daughter, your child to be the highest and the best that God has placed them on the planet to be, they got to go through the mud. And that mud story may not be a story that you're proud of. And that mud story may not be something you enjoy, but you got to know and allow the divine presence to do what it needs to do in order for your child to get to the highest and the best. And sometimes when we possess what we want in a possessive, you know, controlling manner, then we're not allowing God to do God stuff. We get caught up in the control of it. Why are you trying to control how God is going to show up in the answer of your prayer? Maybe your child needs to go down that dark path, but you got to remember that the fruit is not going to fall that far away from the tree. If you keep being a praying mother and a praying father and a praying parent and realize that nothing but good shall come from this situation, and every time you see that your child, nothing but good shall come from this situation, and you keep claiming and affirming it, nothing but good is going to show up. But it may not show up when you want it to, but it will show up. When you look at your feet, your legs, your arms, your body, wherever there's some dis-easement going on, if you send lots of love into that space and say nothing but good shall come from this situation, and even ask the cancer, sit with the cancer and ask the cancer, what have you come to teach me? And this is a hard one for us to do, especially my wives. When I coach women about this situation, now, it's easy sometimes for them to, you know, let go some time of the children. It might be easy to talk to their body, but the one that thing that is, I find women find it hard to do, and I haven't coached men on this situation, so it's their husband. Baby, let me tell you, the same thing applies to your husband, your spouse, your wife. Release, let go, and know that the powerful unfoldment of your husband is in God's hand. You bless your husband, and you allow God to do God's work in your husband. You show up and do and let God do what God's going to do with your husband or your wife. But I particularly speak to my sisters because I know this is an area. But let God ask, I want you to even sit with yourself and ask God, what is the gift of the lesson of this situation right now? And then I want you to ask yourself, now I'm speaking particularly to wives, and but husbands, you can do the same thing. But I'm going to say this to my wives because I know I coach a lot of women on this. Holy Spirit, show me and let me see myself and how I can be and do better. Because see, what happens is there becomes a judgment. Because maybe your significant other is messing around, or maybe your significant other is not doing what you want to do, or any kind of way, right? And then we start judging the situation for what we physically see it to be. And then we make them wrong. But I've done everything I cook and I clean and I'm a good wife. I want you to ask God to show you yourself in a relationship. Baby, when you get through looking in the mirror and seeing yourself, you might be a nagger. You might be whatever. When you get to seeing your own self, baby, and you get to cleaning up your own self, It's going to shift your relationship, and they're going to show up differently. But you got to show up for yourself first. So I want you to say, I'm saying this because I'm just going through all different dreams of people and desires and things that may be going on in your life, but I want you to take the dream out the attic today. I don't care what dream you have. I don't care what it is you desire it to be. I want you to know that you have the power to shift, transform your life. You are a divine idea and the divine mind of all that is. You have the power to heal, transform, and shift your life. Together, we're going to pray right now. And I want you to bring into your mind's eye whatever situation you want to pray today on. And I want you to remember as we go through the miracle, because God is still in the miracle business. You see, God is still in the miracle business, family. And whatever it is that you want to see healed or shift or change in your life, or you want to just bring forth in your life today, I want you to bring forth that miracle in your mind's eye right now. So if it's your feet, your body, something you want to hear, I want you to bring it forth in your mind's eye. And if it's a disharmony relationship, I want you to bring that into the mind's eye in this right now moment. If it's finances, I want you to bring it into the mind's eye right now. If it's a child, I want you to bring your child into the mind's eye right now. Whatever you want shifted in this right now moment, I want you to bring that situation, and I just want you to bring it into your heart. And in this right now moment, if any one of you are bringing your spouse, I want you to just come with a forgiving heart and just send love into that spouse today. And as you send love into the body, wherever the gift is showing up, if it's the gift of finances, I want you to send love into money today, because everything that I'm talking to you about is what energy. And I want you to get ready to focus in on what it is that you want to shift. Because of yourself, you can do nothing, but with God, all things are possible. And so I want you to invoke the presence of God. So if you're looking at a spouse, a child, I want you to see you, your spouse, in the presence around you, your spouse, your child. If you're looking at money, I want you to see money, and I want you to see the presence of God just saying, here, my child. If you're looking at it because you don't know your purpose or your dream, I just want you to say, thank you for making me, God. If you got a disease in your body, I want you to put the light of love around that disease right now and tell it thank you for showing up in your body today. I want you to tell it thank you for showing up, came to teach me something today. And I want you to call out to the idea of the miracle. You see, and if you can't remember any miracles in your own life, I just want you to remember a miracle that has happened in your life. Can you remember where you thought you weren't going to be able to make it through, but it came through too? You see, sometimes we forget about the miracle of that powerful presence of God. In Psalm 78, we read about the people of Ephraim who refused to follow the ways. The people of Ephraim forgot about the wonderful miracles that God had done for them. And so many of us just refuse to follow God's ways, even if we go to church every Sunday. Sometimes we forget to follow the miracle. Because we think it's just too simple. Many of us refuse to follow God's ways because they seem too simple. simple to just stop and pray for yourself, simple to send love into the vibration of whatever's happening into your situation so you keep looking at it in confusion and bewilderment. We keep looking for something to be difficult and complex for God, but I don't think there's a spiritual being anywhere who does not know a miracle that has happened at some time in our life, in our bodies, our life, our affairs. I just want you to remember that miracle. I know miracles have happened for me. What about you? Sometimes we forget so easy, but I want you to take a moment to remember the miracle, the miracles that have happened to you, through you, and in you. And I just want you to say, thank you, God. And if you can't remember a miracle, if you ever had a miracle in your world, in your body, your life, or in your home, just say, thank you, God. And because some of you may have forgotten, I'm willing to tell you stories from former generations that the Word tells us. For he divided the sea before them and led them through. Whatever Red Sea, God can divide it. And that's the same God today. You may be facing a seemingly Red Sea right now, but I want you to touch the hem of the garment right now. I want you to touch the hem of the presence of God in you and the consciousness of you right now. And I want you to roll the waters of turbulence to each side and make a road so dry. And I want you to see it in your mind's eye, and then externally to you, I invite you to come and walk through. I want you to see yourself walking through the Red Sea. Come and walk on through. I want you to see you walking through the Red Sea. You see, in the daytime, he led them by a cloud, and at night by a pillar of fire. I want you to look up and find your direction, daytime or nighttime, wherever you are, whoever you are, I am God. I want to remind you, he split open the rocks in the wilderness to give them plenty of water. Some of us are awfully thirsty today. Lord, some of us are awfully thirsty. We hear you extending to us the invitation. If you drink from this living water, you will never, never thirst again. See, God commanded the skies to open. Then he opened the windows of heaven and he rained down manna from the sky. Jesus ascended and moved into another level of consciousness, but Jesus said he will what? Send the Comforter and the Holy Spirit and the Counselor and the Healer. And it is right here in us, as us to minister to us in any way that we need it. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, teacher. Comforter. Wonderful presence, and let us feel you individually as we touch the presence of God in our consciousness. Just touch the presence of God in your consciousness. And let it fill our homes from wall to wall, and let it extend to outside. The presence is right where we are. Feed us, oh Lord, right here, right now, in the name and through the power of that all that is. Feed us right now. Let us drink from the water, the living water, divine water, Father God. I know that of myself, I can do nothing. But I am only a channel, your channel. You said if I would just stretch forth my hands and speak the word and believe in you, right, you would do the work, Holy Spirit. Come and do the work. I know that with you all things are possible. I speak your name and nature because that is what you told me I can do. I can do it because you promised me, Holy Spirit. You have proven to me that there is power in my spoken word, God. I speak the word today, God. I speak to that foot today, God. I speak to that cancer today, God. I speak to my finances, Holy Spirit, knowing that all that is, I speak over my marriage, I speak over my children, I speak over my dreams, desires, and wants, God, I speak, because I know the moment I speak the word, I know the moment I speak the word, your healing power and presence will flow into your children, into the situation, into us individually, healing and setting us free, be made whole again instantly, God. Let us pick up our beds and walk today, God. Let us be healed, healed, healed in whatever way we desire, knowing that it is already done. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. I know that you heard me today, God, for you always hear me. And I place the your children, our money, our spouses, our dreams, and know that everything that I touch shall prosper today, God. I place them lovingly in your care, in your keeping, knowing that it is already done. From the depth of my soul, Holy Spirit, from the presence of my heart, God, knowing that not my will, oh God, but thy will be done. Knowing that you are all that I am, and I am all that you are. We are all that you are. We all stay together. Amen. And so, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as I remind you today, that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Speak the word, and it shall be done. Take the visions, the dreams out the attic, and let it be done. Let thy will be manifested through you today. I love you. There's a vision board class that I will be teaching February 24th, 7453 South Bend Sands, 2 o'clock on Saturday the 24th. You should come. I invite you all to come. I invite you to come and hear what God's vision for your life. And we're going to vision that out. And let me tell you, there's a difference between vision and visualizing, and we've got to talk about that. And so today, the 22nd, Tamar will come on. We're going to talk about pleasure. Pleasure, medicine is joy, happiness, pleasure. All of that is the GPS system of your life. That's God's way of telling you you are going in the right direction because you'll feel a sense of joy, a sense of pleasure. And we're going to be talking about that. And so today, as I leave you, thank you for being here today on the love journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram. And this has been our experience of love. And this is Kim. Glorify the King. I love you and have a great day.
Sometimes I fail to see you're the reason that I believe. You sacrificed your love for me in spite of all the bad decisions that I made. And this is why I say I will glorify the King, the one that I adore, when no other heart could ever love me more. You magnify your light in me with no regard for all the promises I made. And this is why I say I will glorify the King.
We glorify the
Lord. Glorify the King.
We glorify
the Lord. Glorify the King. Let all the angels sing and glorify His holy name. I know that I'll never be the same, so I glorify the King, 'cause now I see you're the reason that I believe, because glorified. The King.